Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we're going behind the headlines with St. Louis Public Radio reporter Joe Manis. There's been a lot of discussion in recent weeks about Governor Eric Greitens' relationship with the legislature. It was supposed to be a marriage made in political heaven, a Republican governor and a GOP-controlled legislature. Instead of kumbaya, there's been a lot of intra-party sniping. Joe, what's going on?
Well, I do want to set up from the get-go that's probably better. Their relations are probably better than they were even a few weeks ago. The special session, while it's expensive, I mean, this is for the public, it's $20,000 a day when both of the House and Senate are in operation. But because it's on abortion, which is a key issue for the Republican base, you've got a number of Republican conservatives, you know, in the legislature who are happier with him than they were because, A, he called it, and B, he has pressed for some stricter provisions than what the Senate approved in the original bill. Without getting in too much in the weeds, bottom line is the state Senate in the first week of the special session passed a bill that was weaker than what the governor wanted, but it was believed that would avoid a Democratic filibuster. It gets to the House where it gets beefed up with a bunch of more abortion restrictions. Now it goes back to the Senate, where it has, you know, there's speculation on what's going to happen there next week. But like two of the major conservatives there, who we did, my colleague and I, Jason Rosenbaum, and I did a podcast just a couple days ago in St. Charles, Senator Bill Eigel and Senator Bob Onder, who are both leaders in the anti-abortion camp, were praising the governor extensively for doing all this. So my point being is that he's on better terms than he was with some of the social conservatives. And that could appease or ease some of the tensions that have been going on the last few months on a number of other issues where he's at odds with some Republicans within his own party.
That's what I wanted to get to, at least start there, because it was a pretty snarky relationship. I mean, he was berating members of the legislature with whom he obviously has to work, and a lot of them were not real happy with the things he was saying or with what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that the governor has been doing, right or wrong, is that he has used his nonprofit that he set up. I mean, he's the first governor to set up a nonprofit and use it for political operations. And basically what he's doing, while the nonprofit can't – the nonprofit can promote his agenda, and the nonprofit can attack other people who are running for office. And has. And so it's already been used for robocalls, some internet ads, some local advertising, attacking various other Republicans. Mm-hmm. Who weren't considered on board with him on various issues. This was particularly hot just a few weeks ago, right before the first special session, which was over the proposed aluminum smelter to reopen it in southeast Missouri. And he had robocalls going after the state senator from that part of the state and claiming that he wasn't on board with this program. Well, the bottom line is the bill that was passed was really – what the state senator wanted, not the original version that the governor wanted. So this time, I think the governor may be being a little more careful, even though things, you know, his office has gotten involved in this whole abortion thing. They haven't run any ads against anybody yet. So it could be that they're kind of figuring that out, that especially in cases like the senator in southeast Missouri, like the state senator in western Missouri that they've really gone after, Rob Schaff, both of those guys are term limited. They're going to be in office for a couple more years. And what can you threaten them with? Right. They're in their second term. They're not going to.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's like all they can do is just turn around and make things more difficult for you.
Is his attitude towards some of these people, though, do you think the result of his being a political neophyte, or is there a strategy of some sort?
Well, it depends who you talk to. I mean, yeah. Some think it's because he was a political outsider and he sees most of the people in Jeff City, Republican or Democrat, as career politicians, even though the legislature is a part-time position. So most of the legislators in both parties, most of them have other jobs. They're lawyers or insurance people or whatever, and run businesses. So some of them have bristled over this career politician tag that he's used. And, of course, he's been using that against city officials in St. Louis during the abortion fight, which from fellow Republican perspective is okay because at least he's going after Democrats.
Well, he has made enemies. Would you go so far as to say that some of these people we've talked about are enemies for good?
I think it's too early to tell because in politics, it reminds me of that old Bill Clay saying, somebody else said it first, but, you know, it's not permanent friends, permanent enemies, it's permanent interests. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was a dynamic line. And in some ways, the more successful politicians keep that in mind, that they have permanent interests, but they don't have permanent friends or permanent enemies. So somebody who could be at odds with you today, you could be, you know, on the best of terms tomorrow if you both share the same interests. I mean, the smart politicians do that. So as I said, it's early. The governor has only been in office not even almost 6 months. Mm-hmm. And again, it's going to be interesting to see how he uses this nonprofit, whether some Republicans continue to go after it, because as I've mentioned before, it can take unlimited donations from unknown donors. So the only person who knows, the only people who know how much has been given and who gave it is Greitens and his staff people who are in charge of the nonprofit. Nobody else knows.
He uses the political outsider term quite a bit. Sounds a lot like our new president. And I've heard a number of the legislators kind of point to this and say, you know, what he's doing and how he's acting is really serving his political ambitions. Is that part of this equation?
It might be. It might be to some degree. Now, granted, many of the best politicians, that's what they do. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying what is, okay? And Governor Greitens, A, is not stupid. B, the man is a best-selling author, and he has been in more life-threatening situations as a former Navy SEAL. So from that standpoint, while he may be getting just acclimated now to the world of politics, I don't think it scares him. And he's, as I said, he's not stupid. So a lot of stuff will be to see how he matures or how things play out over the next year or two. There is no question in most people's minds, I mean, he's only in his early 40s, that he would like to get higher office, you know, and he hasn't said that. He said he's focusing on the job, which is the right thing to say. But you know, I think he's looking at it. It would be crazy to think he wasn't. But it's just like Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's another Republican, who's getting a lot of high-profile pressure from top Republican donors to run for the U.S. Senate next year against Claire McCaskill. So, I mean, there's this kind of dynamic playing out.
He does have his defenders, too. As we should point out, not everybody's against him. He does have some enemies and some defenders.
Right. I think so. I think, though, but in Jeff City, they're still a little wary of the governor. I mean, as you know, he was among four Republicans who were running for the job. He did not have hardly any endorsements from the official types. There was a few, but most of them were other activists or other people like him, like the Steelmans, David and Sarah Steelman, who are both current or former office holders who were known as kind of renegades within their own party. Those are the people who went with Greitens. It was many of the renegades, not the big names in Jeff City, many of whom were backing one of the other three. So there's obviously going to be this fallout where everybody's getting used to each other because he knows they didn't want him in that job, and they know that he knows they didn't want him in that job.
I'm going to take a quick call. Our time is winding down, but Sandra in Bridgeton has a question, and let's give her a chance to ask it. Go ahead, Sandra.
Thank you. My concern with regard to the anti-abortion law is it sounds like they're opening the door to allow employers to ask women about their personal private medical history, which should be quite illegal. And, of course, they're not mentioning that they're not going to ask men if they've had a vasectomy.
Well, I think there is some concern about that, not so much among lawmakers, but women's groups paying attention to that. And I do want to emphasize that some of the restrictions that they've got in these bills may very well end up in court cases. I mean, Missouri has been a hotbed of court cases over abortion for 30 years. And the bill, depending on how it turns out, but if it's has very many restrictions in it, there will likely be court challenges because the belief that some of those restrictions violate women's, I mean, abortion is still legal in this country, whether people like it or not. It is.
How much longer is this current special session likely to go?
Probably at least another week.
And then, well, that's 20,000 a day. And then beyond that, is there a likelihood to call another special session?
Well, he has hinted. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He has said, you know, everything's on the table. Once this is over, he says, once this is over and the bill's passed and he's looked at that. And, of course, he's still got a lot of bills he's looking at that passed during the last legislative session. He's got about 3 weeks left to decide whether to sign or veto those bills or let them go into effect without a signature. So, but he's leaving the door open. He has said that there's some labor stuff that he wants to maybe bring up again. And so there he might call another one. Now, see, some of his critics have said that he did not pay that much attention during the first legislative session on what bills were up and what was being pushed once they got right to work passed and signed early on the first month. And so you've got some Republicans privately who say, well, if he'd been paying attention, he could have influenced some of that legislation during the session instead of all of a sudden calling special sessions on these things that didn't get done for various reasons.
Yeah, only a few seconds left. How is all of this likely to play out going forward, this relationship with the Republican legislature?
Well, I think the next year will be very key. We'll see how the next session goes. A lot of people say now that he's got one under his belt. But again, I want to emphasize, I think he did himself some good on the political sense, regardless of the issue or the bill. A lot of the social conservatives are very happy with him over what he did the last couple of weeks.
All right, Joe Manis, thank you as usual for being with us and bringing us up to speed. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thanks for asking me.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.